Welcome back to Crushes. This is Deanna Ortiz. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I've had a great week. I have a new crush to tell everybody about. My crush this week is on one of the teachers at the school that the kids I nanny for go to. Don't know his name, don't know anything about him, but I know that when I'm waiting in the parking lot, he comes out disheveled with a line of children behind him. So if that teacher is listening, honey, call me. Also, brush your hair. Who am I talking, you know? Who am I to say that? Hot teacher. Probably, I don't know, maybe just because he has to wear a suit to work every day. I think that's pretty hot. I do have a couple shows coming up. If you are listening to this when it gets released on September 23rd, I will be at Best Night Ever, which is a great show over at the G-Man Tavern. So go to that tonight. Tuesday, the 24th, I'll be at Chicago Underground Comedy, which starts at 9 o'clock at the Beat Kitchen. Wednesday, the 25th, I will be at My Buddy's bar for a show. I think that starts at 8. And then Thursday, the 26th, I'll be at Still Not Friday, which is an awesome show in Aurora at the Two Brothers Roundhouse Brewery. So definitely check that out. I'll put all of that stuff on my website, DeannaOrtiz.com. You can follow me at @DeannaOrtiz_ and at Crushes Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. The Instagram account is where you can play hot or just tall along with this week's guests. And honey, we are bringing it, okay? We are curating these celebrities and we got to know who is hot. We got to know who is just tall. And please, please do not stop recommending me people to put in, because every week I just Google hot male celebrities and no, that does not work. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. If you leave me a 5-star review on Apple, I'm going to read it right here, right now. This one comes from KKKJJJVVV. I'm glad that one was available for you. I'm glad that one was open. Great for laughs and goofs. Thank you. Finally, something that's beautifully balanced in humor and intelligence. Thank you again. And creativity that's rooted in a pristine 90s aesthetics. 5 stars. Yes, we do love a 90s hot pop prince, you know? What does that mean? I don't know. This week's guest on the podcast is my one true love, Meredith Ketchel. Meredith is an amazing stand-up comedian. She's also an amazing artist. She did the art for this very show, Crushes. Meredith has interesting taste in men, and we learned a lot about what she likes and what she does not like in terms of crushes. Meredith has a really fun game about dates and where to go to take dates on in Chicago, fun, flirty dates that we go on. And so please reach out to me and tell me about a date that you would go on for less than $50. Slide in those DMs and let me hear it. And just remember before you go is that everybody's got a crush and everybody wants to be crushed on.
But we're going to go see The Matrix. And I guess maybe I'll let him get to second base. I don't know.
Oh, in the back of a movie theater?
That feels like a movie that I would let someone fill me up to.
Because I'm so bored.
And also, I saw that movie in like 8th grade. Yeah. It was just like, please touch me. Please touch my boobs. Someone please touch me.
God, I remember going to the movies so many times as a teenager, never watching a movie. Not because I was doing like sexy things. I was just like, we're going back downstairs. Okay, now we're coming downstairs. We're going to go back down here because we're in the absolute back.
Yeah, you were the teenagers that were just like super rowdy the whole time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Never watched a movie.
Ruiners. Absolute ruiners.
Yeah.
No, not me. I was the one who spent like an entire day in the movie theater. Like, just going from movie to movie.
But you would pay for each movie that
absolutely
you would see.
Absolutely, I did.
Good.
100%.
That's good.
As a solid A-minus student, I couldn't, break the rules too much. No. But, yeah, so that's what I'm doing today. What are you doing today?
Just podcasting all
just
day.
Just podcasting all day.
I'm doing another podcast after this and another one after that.
Wow.
I'm going to do Ladylike.
Oh, fun. Ladylike's
great.
Yeah, and you like to talk about queefs.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I like to start a podcast by promoting another podcast.
Stop it. I mean, Jen will be on soon enough. It'll be fine.
That's true.
It'll be just fine. Okay, so then let's just jump on in,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, let's jump on in.
Okay, so you started something online, which I love. You do a lot of fun things online.
Oh, thank you.
mostly posting pictures of gross things, no?
Yeah.
And asking people their, like, if you had this, what would you do? What's your most favorite random thing so that...
Yeah, I like questions.
Yeah.
I really like... There's a... subreddit called Ask Reddit that I'm obsessed with. It's the best. And it's just like asking strangers like, hey, like what was the scariest thing that you ever saw? Or what is something that like you experienced that no one believes? And you're just the responses are fucking incredible. And I'm always obsessed with those. And so I like doing it and like polling my friends.
Yeah.
And so I started doing one with our very good friend, Paula Skaggs, which is, if I gave a Chicagoan $50, what would they do with that $50 in Chicago? That's like the best thing. That like, you know, like a tourist who comes in, I'm assuming they're going to spend $50 in a day, probably a little bit more. But it's like, what can you do that's not a fucking architectural boat tour?
What can you do that's not just going to Millennium Park?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you've seen it the one day. Now come into the neighborhoods and like experience real Chicago. So we were doing that. And like, I think it works pretty well for like a date night also.
That's great. Yeah. I know. I love that.
I love it too.
So I had a really hard time trying to think about what it would be.
Yeah.
Because my initial reaction was pocket the money, go right to bed.
That seems to be every Chicagoan's first thing. Like, can I just keep the money and just stay home? And I'm like, here's the thing. The money's not real. I'm not giving you money.
No, but you actually said on Facebook that you would give me
$50.
So,
if I had it.
You can just Venmo me that, I guess.
I do not have $50.
to give to you or anybody else.
Nope, I have $0. But it's really hard, actually. But we've had some surprisingly cool
responses. So broad, you know?
Yes.
You can do anything you want.
Well, you can do anything you want. And then it's like, well, am I doing it in the summer? Mm-hmm. Am I doing it in the winter? Am I doing it at night? Am I like trying to eat a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Like my buddy Mike just did 8 places to eat hot dogs. I'm like,
ooh.
Yeah. He saved a lot of money by walking from each hot dog place. So he didn't have to do the bus transfers.
So transit is included
is included in it.
Okay.
But, you know, some of them are like, if you have a car, it's going to cost this much to park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Which I got free parking at some of those places. Yes. I felt
pocket
great
that money
it.
Right back
pocket
into the
that
day
money.
Night.
Let's set the rules of the road first.
Okay. I love this. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
$50. Date.
Yes. Date.
It could be night or day.
Okay. Do you like a day date or do you like a night date?
I think I like a night date.
I think I like an afternoon into night date.
Oh, that's not, that doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make you feel good.
The sun has to be down.
The everyone's door has to be closed.
Hiding behind trees.
Everyone's fully clothed.
In masks.
I would say one of the best dates a guy ever took me on, it was this moron named Chase Montague Markovich that
Whoa,
I dated. That
was he a prince?
Full name. You can use it.
Drag
I'm pretty
him.
Sure he lives in the woods.
Yes, drag him. It's crazy because it sounds like he lives in a castle.
He's a moron. But we were like very obsessed with each other in college. He took me to the Garfield Park Conservatory. Mm-hmm. Free. Love that. Then we took the Green Line back into Chicago. We got off at the Harold Washington stop. And then he took me up to one of the rooms where you can like close the door and play piano. They have like music studio rooms. And then like we went to the top of the Harold Washington Library and it was beautiful. And then we went to the Hancock, but not before picking up our tiny pint of whiskey, putting it in my purse, and then going to the top of the Hancock, ordering one drink and then refilling it under the table.
Sneaky.
Yes. So we got so drunk and watched the sunset over the city. And it was like so romantic and amazing.
That is so romantic.
That's definitely under $50.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went on a bad date. I see your good date. I raise you one bad date.
Okay, let's hear it.
I went on a date and we went to a bar, bought my drinks, which that's not the bad part. That's a good part.
That is a good part.
And then he got tickets to see a show at the Old Town Folk Music.
Folk Music,
place.
Yeah.
And it was the Mountain Goats.
And I know you very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that definitively you're not a Mountain Goats fan.
No, and I had never heard of them before. And so he was like, The Mountain Goats are playing. Do you want to go? And I Googled them quickly and it was like, bluegrass,
it's something. Bluegrass.
Whenever like the description went, I was like, yeah, fine. Like whatever, let's go.
Peace, that's my Mountain Goats.
Oh my god! And everybody was so obsessed with them. And then
they are, and it's sad boy music too.
Yeah.
So
the woman that opened was great, and that's who he also like. He was like doing a report on like the woman that was opening for.
He
his
took
job.
You to work.
Take me to work.
Stop it. Everything comes back though.
But yeah, so he was like, well, I got these passes because I'm doing this for work, but like, it'll still be a fun time. And I was like, for sure. And so then the girl was great.
Okay.
The girl was really good. And then he was like, everybody was like so jazzed. And it was all like old people. Like I was definitely the youngest person there. And because I'm 12. I'm just a little baby.
I'm just a tiny little baby. I'm 7.
No, I couldn't. My feet couldn't even reach the ground. Took me. And oh my God, it was so bad. I did not like it at all. And then like they were trying to make jokes in between and like they're very old too. And so everybody's like, we're old together. And they were like, remember back in 95 when this and this happened, we were touring. And I'm like, I hate this. And then he leaned over and he was like, they normally play for a really long time, so if you want to leave, you can leave. And I was like,
did he sense that you were having a shitty time?
I know. I'm very good at faking. I was clapping at the end of everything. I wasn't like on my phone. I was engaged.
I'm sorry.
My brain definitely was off, but my eyes were open.
Yeah.
And then the second he said that, I was like, yeah, my asthma's really acting up, so I actually have to go. My inhaler's at my house, which is a lie.
Honey.
I have an inhaler in my pocket. I have an inhaler in my car. I have an inhaler in my bag. Everywhere. I have an inhaler.
I've never seen you without your inhaler.
No, I love it. It's great. It makes my heart go fast.
Ooh.
I know. You're real jazzed, ready to go.
Oh.
And so then he walked me out, which is nice. And then immediately I got on the phone and called Megan Stalter. And he saw me on the phone as I'm just like, and he looked at me and I just made a U-turn. I turned around. Bye. Thank you.
Was this recently?
No.
When was this?
Like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
I know. You're trying to.
I like blanked out for a
second. You're doing a little bit of math.
I'm doing math. No, I had a guy once. He bought me tickets to go see the Dalai Lama in Millennium Park.
Oh.
Which was like, I was so excited for it, but then I just got shithoused the night before and just showed up super hungover and fell asleep.
Oh my God. You were asleep in front of the Dalai Lama?
I was.
You didn't gain any wisdom?
Oh, you know what? I feel like through osmosis, I probably did.
You didn't. And he was just like.
That's a weird date, though.
Here's my sleeping date.
Yeah, here's
that
my.
That is weird.
That's a weird afternoon date to take me to Dalai Lama.
No.
That dude came in his pants a bunch.
At the event?
It was a combo of me sleeping next
and
to him.
Dalai Lama, and he's like,
and the Dalai Lama being like, just chill out.
And he's like, that's naughty. Okay.
I like it.
Your date.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you go? What would you do? $50.
Okay. $50. I feel like I want to keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very lazy, and I think that a really cute date is going mini golfing, which is like $10 each.
Mm-hmm.
It's $9 at Novelty Mini Golf up on Devon, my favorite place to go in the entire world.
Our sponsor, thank you.
That and My Pillow. And then get a hot dog.
One hot dog. To share?
To share, and then you eat it from both ends.
Oh, that's so cute.
Until you end in a smooch, and you or one of you chokes to death. And then I think, honestly, like a really cute, like, river walk is free and easy, and you can, like, stop and get a wine or a coffee or whatever, and then sit by the river and watch all the people in kayaks really freak out when the boats go past.
Yeah. That is sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
I think that's a good one. Or I go to Logan Square and I just go see a movie and then go to Saba afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saba's amazing. People should go to Saba.
Everyone's like, especially with the date or like the $50 a day, you feel this pressure to be like, well, I'll go to a museum because I don't like museums, but I feel like I have to do something cultured, you know?
Nah.
I think mine would be Green Mill.
Oh, Green Mill's such a good one.
Yeah, Green Mill, you pay a little cover, but it's worth it.
Yeah, shit. Okay.
Drinks at the Green Mill.
Fuck, that's a good one.
But it's nighttime. Like, it's late. We're getting like
you're not going for paper machete.
No. I mean, we could if we wanted to, but
another work date.
Let's say maybe like, oh, okay, bam, okay. Got it. I'm ready.
She's ready. She's ready.
Little light bulb screwed on the top of my head. Okay. Dinner across the street at Demera.
Okay.
Love that place. Ethiopian.
Never been.
It's kind of, have you had any Ethiopian food before?
One time.
Okay.
Also on a bad date.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, why are we eating with our hands?
Yeah. That's.
I was very new to this.
Yeah. Thing. It's like, it's a fun, different experience, you know, like you're eating with your hands and some places you're sitting on the ground, but I think
Demera
has chairs and they have cool like plum wine. Like you get fun drinks
Ooh.
There. Yeah. So it's really fun. The food is good, and you're kind of like, we don't really know what it is, but it's good, and we're eating it. And then
so it's an adventure.
It is an adventure. Cross the street, go to Green Mill.
Love it.
Little music.
Love it.
You watch people dance. You do not dance.
You do not dance.
You do not dance.
You say, look at that guy fucking dancing.
You said, hey, look at that guy dancing over there.
Look at that guy dancing
You sit at the bar, like, close to the door so you can see everybody.
Yes.
Love that.
That's my favorite place.
Do not sit in Al Capone's booth. You do not need to be there.
You're nuts. Come on,
no,
man.
You don't got to be
Get
in there.
Get out of there.
Don't.
You're not fucking Al Capone.
You're also not sitting close to the bathrooms because...
Honey, those bathrooms are scary.
I love that there's just one bar of soap.
It's a bar,
you
too.
You know exactly
so
what
like,
I mean.
Someone washed their ass with this. I know
that's
they did.
Ever been at the Green Mill. No, there's a bar of soap in the bathroom.
They make an enormous amount of money.
I know. Can't. They can't.
Nope.
And, okay, so then you spend the whole night there. Maybe, I mean, maybe go for a walk. Who knows? Whatever. But then, like...
You're right by the lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where we're going.
Oh!
Okay, so then you leave the Green Mill. You shut it down. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're hungry again because we've been drinking and standing and doing all this again.
Yes.
Go right next door. Allende. Tacos.
Damn!
Beautiful.
Girl!
Take those tacos. Walk down to the lake. Walk
Push him in.
The lake.
Kill him.
Drown him in the water.
Drown him in the water.
Take Eat his tacos. Taco. Run away.
Get out of there. He can't swim.
I think that might be a little over $50, but that's still a lot of fun.
That's still like right around there.
Yeah.
And that's all you should be spending on a date.
I mean, I'm spending
anyways.
$50 on myself just on booze alone, so...
Yeah, I mean, at the Green Mill, I don't know the last time I paid for a drink at the Green Mill.
Oh, me, I've never paid for a drink.
I guess that every time I go, I'm performing.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a star.
Because I also don't go out of my house at night.
Yeah, I think that one's mine.
That's a really fucking good one,
Thank
dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you stay in like a couple block radius.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I'm
Just
like,
wander around. That's what I love about Chicago.
Yeah, I like being close to the lake, too.
Me, too.
So I just end up by the lake. On a little date with your tacos.
Just to kill someone.
So I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll transition into...
We're transitioning.
The celebrity segment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me. Yours is kind of interesting because I've been telling people who you're going to do. And some people are like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. And other people are like, no, he's regular hot, you know? Because the whole point is people that you think are hot that nobody else thinks is hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. What? What was your question?
No.
Tell me who it is first and then ask your question. There we go.
So my celebrity crush is, of course, Matt Damon.
Sure.
Who
sure,
I
sure.
think is one of the most beautiful human beings on earth. I feel like people hate blonde people.
Sure, yeah.
My sister-in-law and I had a long conversation about blonde people this weekend, which was also incredibly rude because my boyfriend is blonde.
As are you and your sister-in-law.
As am I
and
my
children.
Sister-in-law. And her children are white blonde.
Yeah.
But she was like, no man who is blonde is hot. And I was like, wrong, Matt Damon. She was like, okay, I'll see your Matt Damon. Young Matt Damon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So smiley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but Chris Hemsworth?
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, beautiful. What about the Skarsgårds? Very beautiful.
And
blonde.
What did she have to say?
And she was like, yeah, I'll give you those, but that's because they have good bodies. And I was like, now I feel like you're insulting my boyfriend's body.
Yes. Everything related back to J-Mo.
Everything relates back to me being offended on his behalf.
Yeah.
And
to be like, oh, blonde guys are hot, just not that blonde guy.
Yes, just not that one. Okay, so you don't want to fuck my boyfriend. Yeah. Great. I think that's a good thing.
That you.
She's made it clear she's wanted to fuck other boyfriends in the past.
Oh.
Yeah, she's spicy.
You've had blonde boyfriends, though, before.
Not that many.
Oh, really?
No.
I do think that I agree.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't like blonde men.
But also blonde men with blonde eyebrows.
Oh, disgusting.
That's bad.
I know.
Get him tinted.
J-Mo does not have... He has three long eyebrow hairs.
That's it.
Then I pull them out in his sleep and he goes, get off me!
Shh, go to bed. It's a dream.
Shut up.
And then I put them under my pillow and I make a wish.
I put them in my phone case so they're with me.
No.
Yes. You must.
That's bad.
Like a witch.
No.
Yeah, they... I would say, like, our friend Kyle Scanlon. Redhead.
Yeah.
No eyebrows.
Though. Blonde eyebrows. Yeah. Yeah.
Blonde eyebrows. And you're just like, what expression are you making?
No.
I can't tell.
Maybe that's what it is that I'm like, I just don't like when I don't know your eyebrows. Where they are, what they're doing, what they're saying.
Where do they go?
I don't like
are
that.
Are they in the back of your head?
Are they,
mm-hmm.
are they hiding?
I would say he's a controversial pick because of that. Mm-hmm. I feel like people would go for, even back in the day, more of an Affleck over a Damon.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
What was your first experience with Matt Damon?
Matt Damon?
Yeah.
My first experience with Matt Damon? Oh, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
Okay.
I know, I saw it a while ago. But, like, he was kind of like, I mean, they're just, like, the Boston guys.
Yeah, it's just the Boston guys, which I'm very into also.
Okay, we've talked about this before where I'm just like,
why?
A Boston accent? Honey, sign us up.
Honey, I'm fucking living for it. It's just like, it's tough and it's mean.
It's mean. And it's, even if it's a nice guy, it's like a bad accent.
Yes.
It's a naughty accent.
I love it. I feel like that guy is going to fist fight someone on a parking lot.
For my honor.
Yeah. But like, it's not even where I'm just screaming, stop.
Yeah.
He just goes because he's a wild animal.
Matt, keep going.
Matt, yeah, keep going. Yeah. He had like this, he just has that like giant smile. And mm-hmm. I think he has like a fucking middle part.
Yeah.
It's like
in that
very
movie.
90s.
Yeah.
But he does such a good job and like
he's also like very troubled.
He's very troubled and yeah. Robin Williams like gets to him and speaks to him and it's like poor white boy.
You like a troubled man
bullshit.
Too.
I do like a troubled man. I like a man that I can save. And train. I think that's the most important thing. I've trained many men to do dishes and get jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bed. And my girlfriends, they say, how? And they say, screaming. Scream at them.
You should write a book.
Scream at them and withhold sex.
It's called screaming. To get a man, it's like the opposite of what, what's that Steve Harvey book?
I don't know.
You don't read it?
Why would I know a Steve Harvey book?
I don't. You've read books.
Not
just not that book.
Not that one.
You've seen a book before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a woman's self-help book that Steve Harvey's just like, suck your man's dick.
And you're like, oh.
Okay.
I guess I never thought about that.
We polled 100 men to see what they would do. You should do the opposite.
It's not like that's been screamed in our faces. Just like, stick a fucking finger in there. Like our entire lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Cosmo.
Love it. Love
yeah,
that.
No, we're off track.
We are. It's okay. So anyway, your celebrity crush, Steve Harvey.
I like his teeth.
I love his
I want to be able to play a man's mouth like a xylophone.
I do think they're fake. Know? Okay, big smile, Matt Damon, yes.
I love a big smile.
Yes. He does look like your boyfriend a lot.
He does.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is very much, well, he's a poor man, but he's also a poor man.
He is. He really
yeah,
is.
He's all of those things. Yes, I like that a lot.
So what about his other work?
His other work?
Because I had seen
Good Will Hunting
mm-hmm. but I think my first like introduction to Matt Damon was the one where he is a conjoined twin. It's called Stuck on You.
God damn it.
And it's a shit comedy.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
I thought they like burned every copy of that.
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, you have an Oscar.
Yeah, you have an Oscar.
Don't make that movie.
Why are you doing this? He's also, I think, in European Road Trip. Euro trip.
Oh.
Yes, and he plays like a punk rocker, which also that is that's catnip for me.
Oh yeah,
I love a punk dude.
Yeah,
that's very much my style. I like their tight little pants. How constricted their balls are. I would say
they're sweaty. They haven't showered in days because they're in a van with all their other friends.
I would say other introductory like where I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
movies. Dogma. He plays, thank you. He plays Loki in Dogma. So he comes down, he's an angel.
Aww.
With Ben Affleck.
Aww.
And they're like coming down and I think they're like trying to find God has been MIA and they're trying to find God. God came down to play skee ball and then like got hit by a car and is in a coma. God is also Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God is like, a woman.
God is a woman. God is a woman.
I like it's Ben Affleck and Matt Damon again.
Yes.
And they were
it's a Kevin Smith comedy.
No.
Yes. It is so fucking great. Aaron.
George Carlin's in it.
George Carlin's in it.
He's the Pope.
Who plays the voice of God? Oh my God, Alan Rickman plays the voice of God.
Oh, but God, then God can't is speak. One is more set.
But and yeah, and like it's just it's
Chris Rock, Selma Hayek.
Yes, Chris Rock, Selma Hayek. There's like a shit demon. It is such a good movie, but
you were in
Matt Damon's so smiley in it.
Okay. The one thing that I'm like, maybe because I'm like, I can see how people can think he's attractive. Great.
Yes.
I get it. Very traditionally attractive. Almost like a who's that guy that dated Jenny Slate?
Chris Evans.
You know, like very traditionally attractive. Yeah.
But very traditional. Yes. Yeah.
But the one thing that I do like about Matt Damon is that he found his wife just like
at a bar.
She was the bartender.
And they've been married for like 20 years.
Yeah. I really like that.
I love that. I think he like dated Minnie Driver. I think maybe he dated like Gwyneth Paltrow or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because everyone did. Or maybe that was Affleck.
God, sometimes I think about celebrities and dating and I'm like, you guys are just like passing each other around. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Especially the young hot ones.
If yeah. If I looked like fucking Gwyneth Paltrow in the 90s, I would have gotten so much dick. Just like Gwyneth Paltrow did.
In the 90s.
She was engaged to Brad Pitt. Like she did shit.
I forgot about that. They're all engaged.
But I do really like, his wife's very normal. She's just kind of, I mean, she's like conventionally kind of hot, but like pretty normal. Again.
Yeah, normal hot.
Yeah.
I do agree.
I think she's like from Colombia or something.
Yeah, she's exotic. Love that for him. Because Ben Affleck married Jennifer Garner, which
I fucked that up. Man.
This is off track, but
that's where we go.
Have you seen Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
Yes, it's the worst thing I've ever
seen. I love it so much. I love it because it's kind of new. He got it like after his divorce.
Yeah, it was very much like an alcohol fueled rage tattoo where he was just like, God, put a fucking dragon on me.
Put a big phoenix coming out my ass on my back.
It does not fit.
No, and I kind of want to call Matt Damon and be like, honey, help him.
Help him.
He needs you.
Yeah, but I think Matt Damon's like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to be in The Martian. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. Did you see that new movie about downsizing?
No.
With Matt Damon?
Where he becomes very little?
Yeah.
No.
I saw
So
it.
You just keep seeing all the shitty Matt Damon movies.
I'm just watching the movies as they come out.
I'm seeing the Oscar bait and like the like pretty funny like cult movies. And
they thought the downsizing would be big. I'm guessing. Just because, I mean, they tried to make such a statement. It was so bad and I hated it because there wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I mean, when the trailer for the movie came out, it was a lot of small people next to bigger things, you know?
Uh-huh.
There wasn't enough of that in the movie.
Hey, you know what?
It's like, we forgot that. Now it's just a movie.
I need to see a man live in an apple.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
I want to see the small man next to a big, you know, it's a fruit, but I want to see how big it is compared to him.
Wow.
That's all I want to see.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. Matt Damon
style,
edition.
But with Matt Damon. Yeah.
That's not
where
what I
buys
got.
A tiny zoo.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that was also him.
We bought a zoo. That sounds right.
Yeah, that does sound right. He's done some fucking stinkers, man. He was great in 30 Rock. He plays Carol.
How long was he in 30 Rock for?
Probably half a season.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
A whole season.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plays her boyfriend, who is an airline pilot and also hates everything that she hates.
Oh.
Which, like, that's I think a good when you're dating is like, oh, that's such a fun thing that we have in common. But you also, that means that, like, all of your worst qualities are the same.
Yeah.
And that was the takeaway from that. But he's great in it. He's really funny.
I think we're naming more bad movies than good ones, maybe because he's been in bad movies.
No.
Who?
Was he in Dead Poets Society, Aaron? Oh, yeah. Aaron's looking it up.
Here we go. We got the keys clicking away. Matt Damon, Dead Poets.
Yeah, he was also in Dead Poets Society, I'm pretty sure. Oh, my God. Am I an idiot? Or was it just the guy from Sports Night?
I know I did ask you. I was like, is your crush Matt Damon or Matt Dillon?
And I was fucking mad about it, man. Matt Dillon is gross.
I don't even know how. I Googled actor Matt. Then I couldn't remember his name. And I'm like, how did
It's the guy from Sports Night.
It's the guy from Sports Night. Never mind. I'm a moron. I'm sorry to everyone who listens to this podcast.
Okay, we'll cut that.
I'm sure they're screaming in their cars right now.
How dare.
Yeah, that's me.
You
that's
not
what
know
I do.
Matt Damon's entire full line of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His entire IMDb page.
I don't know how we allowed Matt Dillon to be a star.
I feel like he snuck in through the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was in Something About Mary.
Okay, yeah. And that's like the main one.
That was like, yeah, that was his, like, and wasn't his gross brother also an Entourage?
He has a brother?
He has a brother and they look similar, but he looks like if someone like bunched up Matt Dillon. He looks like a wrinkled version.
Yeah, he's
the wrinkled shirt version of Matt Dillon. Yes. Huh. Matt Dillon, no thank you.
No.
Kevin Dillon.
Oh, Kevin Dillon. Oh, that's so funny.
That's like how Chris Farley's brother tried to be famous for a second, and also Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's funny. It's like he's a Matt Dillon impersonator and he's just like, no, I'm not gonna get sued from him. My name is actually Kevin Dillon.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
Yeah.
You can tell because I have all this back hair.
Not like my brother Matt.
No, he's waxed clean.
I love it. Do you like Matt Damon now?
Do I like him less.
He's attractive.
Now. But I'm still very into
because
him.
He's old.
Because I'm also getting older. Mm-hmm. This fascinated me as a kid when I'd like look at my parents and I was like, how do you find each other attractive?
Oh my gosh.
Which like as a kid, you're like, I like smooth skin because you like people your
young,
own age.
Yeah.
But now I'm understanding more and more. Like I can look at a 60-year-old Paul Newman and be like, fuck yeah, Paul Newman. I get it now. Yeah. Because I'm. As I've been told many times in the past week, I'm old.
Wait, from who?
Well,
not from me.
No, I was at a roast where most people's things were, Meredith's very old. And I was like, I am 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was actually at a wake and my best friend's younger brother came up with his friend and he was like, hi, this is Meredith. This is my sister's best friend. And we introduced each other and he goes, she's actually really old. And I was like, this sucks, Frank.
Yeah.
And the girl very nonchalantly just goes, oh, I know. And I was like, that's what?
You what? Don't know I'm old.
And she very pointedly looked at my upper arm. And I was just like, and I was like, oh, my God, women's.
Rude. So then you killed her and then there was two funerals.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Oh, my God.
But much like a tree, like, I think you can tell a woman's age by, like, how flat her arm gets against her body.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is how many years I've not been lifting things.
We gotta get buff.
We must be buff.
We gotta get
and
buff.
And we must trick people into thinking that we're young. No, I like him less. But I still, I'm, like, into some older older guys. Are you into older guys? I feel like no.
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 I only date younger.
No. I only want to date older, but you not only, way older.
But like 5 years older?
Sure.
10 years older?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it depends.
I think that'll change.
Maybe he looks, what if he looks young?
I think when you hit 30.
I'll never be 30.
In my head, you're always 22.
I'm perpetually 22.
You are always 22.
That was a lot of fun.
It was a good year for you.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember any other years in my life. Yeah.
No, I don't remember anything from my life.
No.
It worries me a lot.
That's good, though. No, it's good. We repressed it.
Sure. I've drank away a lot of my memory.
That is, I think, what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
You'll think I'll change? You think I'll?
I think so.
You see an older man for me?
I see.
Like a Hugh Hefner type, maybe.
No, that's too old.
No, I like that.
That dude's so gross.
That's fun.
Rest in fucking hell. Fucking loser.
That's kind of perfect, though, because we do, I mean, elderly was the topic for the first episode that we did with me and Sarah Volpio. And I said,
I feel like she likes a daddy.
Oh, she loves a zaddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I'm going to have a crush on an old man, it's got to be the old man that's like, I'm 60 years old and I go to the gym every day and I cover myself in oil. Like, and it's like skin.
You want an oily old man?
You know what I mean? The old men that are just like.
I just imagined like a thing of tuna, like sardines, just opening it up and there's just one squiggly old man
and pull
inside.
Him out, put him in my pocket.
And put him in my pocket and he goes, oh, I like to lift weights and juice.
I love that. No, I miss him.
Jacqueline.
That is it. But so that was the one that we did on the first episode, but we do have a list of something new.
Something new.
Yeah, so that is, we're going to randomize. I have a list of people, and you're going to tell me about a time that you had a crush on one of these people.
Okay.
You know, just like you fall in love with somebody new every day.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Sure.
Okay, we ready? And, oh, this is a good one.
Really?
This is not like someone on the street, but we're just going to talk about crushes that we had on One Direction.
On One Direction.
On any person in One Direction.
I gotta say, it's a Harry Styles for me. Ooh. I love Harry Styles. I love a foppish British boy.
Yeah, I like that they're all foreign.
Give me fucking, oh God, what's his name?
Vane.
Hugh.
Hefner?
No.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Oh, so foppish.
And very like, oh, he's a bad boy.
That I man like, loves a sex worker for I love, sure.
I love that like some, like,
body. Oh, okay, sorry.
I like when British guys are like naughty, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That you can tell One Direction is, I mean, they're not all British.
Because they're so repressed that you know that like something fucking weird is in there and you're like, yes, let it out on me.
No.
Yes. The man's name was Zayn?
Zayn Malik.
Zayn?
Yes. It's Zayn Neal, which is spelled N-I-A-L-L. He's Irish. Which I listened to an interview once of them, and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
But I want it.
It's cute when you say it.
It's cute.
Zayn, Harry, Neil.
There was one where there's shipped a couple of them, right?
They're always trying to pair them up together.
Let's just say his name's Patrick.
Okay, Leah. Probably, chances are.
It's probably Patrick.
Yeah, he's a British one.
Yes.
I think my favorite... I think I love a Harry too.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, they're all so, like, when they first came out, they were all so young, and I was just like, they suck. But Harry's really found his own.
No, he's found his own. He looks kind of like my high school boyfriend.
Hot.
Which, like, if Harry Styles had really long sideburns. Okay. But he just,
that's
like,
actually not hot to me.
He just looks like a little devil.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I love his little face.
Also, I love that he is very much like GNC, like, I'm gonna wear what I want to wear.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'm doing all the stuff, and I'm like, that makes you more hot. Like,
yes,
that he shows up to the Met Gala in like full fluffy sleeves. I'm like, yes,
I was very into that, and I'm not normally super into androgyny, but he works it super hard. You know who else was really hot? Ezra Furman. Was it Ezra Furman or Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller. Yeah.
Looked fine as hell at that.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was a hot or just tall recently. And I'm like, always hot.
Always hot.
Always hot.
Look at his little jaw and his cheekbones. And it all just like points.
He did a shoe for Playboy. And he was like in like a leotard with like the Playboy bunny ears and like a little tail.
That is a classically hot look.
Yeah.
Like,
it was hot.
You can put anyone in that look. And you're
in
like,
a bunny suit, and you're just
fuckable.
Like, yeah,
they
cover
wear the
model.
Little bow tie.
They're business bunnies.
I love that. Yeah,
love that. I think my crush on Harry Styles is like slowly developing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not an old crush. It's very new.
Okay. Yeah. See, mine when I first like was made aware of One Direction, which as an ancient human being was just recently, but yeah, like saw him and was like, oh, that's the cute one. But I was corrected many times by the teens that I teach who were like, no, BTS is hot now. And I was like, oh, God. Okay.
BTS is the Korean group?
It's the Korean group.
Not
and they are
hot.
Not hot.
No. I can't get into it.
No. It's a lot of makeup and it's a lot of like weird drama between all of them.
There's also like 10 of them.
There's like I would say upwards of 100.
There's a crazy amount
you
of them.
You could replace any of them and I would not know also. And that's not racist. It's not.
No, because they all have the same hair.
Literally, there's like 1,000 K-pop bands.
Yeah.
And I can't keep track of any of them.
No, except for Gangnam Style. I'd spot him on the street.
I do know. His name is Psy.
Gangnam Style. Yes, I know.
His name, Gangnam.
Hey, listen. His name is actually Psy, and he's my lover. So how dare you?
I like that he never takes off his sunglasses.
No. He's always dancing around like a little horsey.
Like a little tiny horse.
That's how he gets around town.
Opa.
I actually do remember now the last One Direction member name.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Liam.
Patrick. Oh, okay.
I know. Hey, we were close. But they were like,
Liam and Neil, maybe?
Liam, Neil, Harry, Zayn.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. There's like two of them that got like tattoos together. Oh. I listened to a podcast about girls who ship this.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it was
funny. Is it podcast?
It was two older men. I think it was like Reply All. Two older men just trying to figure out.
Yeah. A lot of people are like trying to like put them together. And then they respond and they're like, no. But the one fucked up thing is that Liam actually, I mean, it's not really fucked up. It's whatever. They were founded on like the X Factor. And Simon Cowell was like, we'll take all these boys. We make one boy band.
We make one boy.
We make...
We make one big boy for all the girls to love. Exactly, they assemble into one, the biggest boy. He's so floppy. Yeah.
But he's a mix of everything you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's floppy, but he's sharp in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a couple accents in here. We got a nice skin tone. Zane adds his.
Put 5 or 6 abs on there.
I love that. Lots of hair. But there was like a woman that was a judge on there, and she met Liam when he was like, I mean, young. They were like maybe 17, 18. And then years later, they got together and they were dating, and now they have a baby.
Oh.
I know. I'm weird though, because I'm like, when you first met him, he was a child.
I feel
feelings about that.
So yeah. Okay. That you're allowed to feel feelings about that.
Thank you.
So in your mind, people can never grow up. People that you had a crush on in high school, you can't date them because you knew them when they were young.
But I was the same age as them. If I was, let's say I met like I'm 26 and I met a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden later, he's 21.
That's gross.
And you're also still 26.
Yeah. That's gross to me.
Yeah. I had a very weird thing that happened. I went to my high school reunion.
Okay.
My 10-year. So I was 28. And the next day I was leaving to go back to the city, and I was inappropriately hungover. And my friend Alex was like, let's go to IKEA.
Let's.
And eat some meatballs.
No.
And wander around quietly looking at furniture. And then there's this little pet store. This is in Bolingbrook. There's a little pet store next door.
There's a pet store in IKEA. I was like, no, there's not. What are you talking about?
Where you can like hold the kitties and puppies. They're just like in pens. And he was like, you can like hold an iguana. I was like, that sounds really nice. Yeah. So I'll hold a little kitty and puppy.
Yeah.
So we went in, and I saw a kid that lived next door to me that I used to babysit. Oh. The last time I saw him, he was maybe 9.
Mm-hmm.
He was now 19.
Working at the store.
And I was like, oh no. Like, all of a sudden, he's like 6'4", and he has like really nice hair and eyebrows. He's like very strong, and he was just like tending to the fish, and I was like, what is happening?
We gotta go. No.
Oh no, I feel weird.
That is like something I'm so stressed about. Not that I'm going to fuck any of the kids when they grow up.
I would never in my fucking life. That's so weird. No. But I was like, oh no, you're hot now. No. I have to leave.
That is weird when I see kids that I used to babysit for. I'm just like, you're tall and
yeah,
probably sweaty. I don't know.
I would say most likely sweaty.
Now I have like a list of names of like children that I've watched like babysat for that now I can just never date anybody with that name because it relates. So now I can just never fuck a Trevor, like, ever, because it reminds me of my little buddy.
Yeah. Trevor!
Oh, my honey. Whoa, I can never.
No, that's fine, because every Trevor I know is, like, a pervert.
But some of them are tall.
Most Trevors, well, I think you're thinking of Trevor Moore from Whitest Kids You Know.
No, I'm not. I've never heard that. I think I'm thinking of Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah's hot. Trevor Noah's real cute.
Trevor Noah's tall.
Is he?
I don't know. I'm speaking in terms of how they're just tall.
Yeah. Do you think? I think a wit, also nice smile. He has a beautiful smile.
Beautiful smile.
Right? That is catnip for me.
I'm excited, I'm obsessed though, with it. Because actually for your hot or just tall, I put a lot of thought into it.
Okay.
That's perfect. We'll just keep on going to hot or just tall.
That's great because I love playing hot or just tall on your Insta stories.
Thank you.
If you're not following Deanna, do it because it's very interactive.
You can follow at Crushes Podcast. We play hot or just tall along with Meredith now.
Yeah, it's really fun. My favorite one ever is I will always vote Adrian Brody. Hot.
Interesting.
I know. No, I don't think anyone else does.
I think
he got downvoted real.
Yeah. No. Adrian Brody was before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun one to bring back. Let's see. I don't know where to start.
Okay.
So I have 5 celebrities here. I have pictures just to, in case you need a refresher. And you tell me if they're hot or if they're just tall, meaning hot, just tall doesn't mean that they're actually tall. It can mean, you know, they're a good musician or they're just very talented. They're just this, whatever.
It's either hot or
just tall.
Just tall.
Yeah. Josh Hartnett.
Oh, Josh Hartnett. Oh my God. So hot.
I
freak out about Josh Hartnett.
Really? If
yes.
You?
Shit. I should have done Josh Hartnett, not Matt Damon.
I mean, they're kind of the same. They're exactly the same.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. In what way?
In hot in the early 2000s.
Yes.
Kind of fell off the boat after 2006.
Fell off the boat?
Yeah.
Fucking Damon was nominated for an Oscar like last year.
Oh, he was nominated for an Oscar that won in a comedy thing. And he gets on stage and he's just like, didn't know this movie was a comedy, but
thanks,
I get. Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that why he like didn't realize this movie was a comedy?
It's not a comedy. He's just kind of funny in it.
And he took his award that was not meant for him. Truly should have been given to a real comedy. And he's like, yeah, I'll take this. It's mine now.
Thanks.
No,
Josh Hartnett, I have so many feelings about him. Mm-hmm. He was in 40 Days, 40 Nights, which mm-hmm. is a movie about not masturbating. Yes. But it also has incredibly hot person, Shannon Sossaman,
yes.
who might be one of the hottest human beings yeah. of all time.
Okay.
And he makes her orgasm by blowing a rose petal around her body. And I'm like, bullshit, fuckers.
Okay.
A man wrote this.
Yeah. just by my breath.
Just with my breath and like my attitude towards her body. It's yeah. just like, shut the fuck up.
I hate you.
I hate you. But Josh Hartnett has my very favorite thing, squinty little eyes.
He does have very small eyes.
And I know I date a blue-eyed man. I love a black shark guy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I love a black
yeah,
shark
yeah.
guy so hard.
Yeah. His eyes are very dark.
You have black shark eyes.
What? No, my eyes are big.
I mean, they're big, but they're dark. So you yeah. like stare into them and you're just like, wow.
What secrets are behind you there?
What secrets are in there?
So this picture that I have of him, I tried to pick a good picture.
Yeah, you picked like his new.
Yeah, I tried to pick a current picture.
I don't love his facial hair.
And also his long hair. It's like he's trying to grow
it
out.
Get long hair off of men. Get it off of them.
I'm like, either have it be very long or not at all. Like I know you have to grow it out, but you shouldn't have to.
No, you should not have
to. It should either be shoulder length or that's it. Like right now it's a weird like.
I don't like a man with a ponytail. I want to shoot it off with a gun.
I like a ponytail if you have everything else figured out. You can't have a ponytail and also like a sloppy clothes.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can't be. Ugh.
You can't be a complete mess, is what we're trying to say.
I feel like men with ponytails are always wet. And like that is maybe just on me, but yeah. they are wet people.
That's why I got a haircut, because my hair was always up in a ponytail and I just felt constantly sweaty. That's just like.
Constantly sweaty.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say just tall.
Just tall.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as somebody that you like. No, I would say no. He's, first of all, too old. Like, that scares you.
Yeah, he's probably, what, like 31?
I want to kill myself.
Ew, gross, he's 30.
Yeah.
No, he's actually 41. I looked it up.
He's 41?
Like, how old he is.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And that, like, of course, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when I was in high school, so yeah. that was when all of his movies were. And yeah. I was like, oh, I love Wicker Park.
And what, Saving Private Ryan? Was he in that?
No, that's Matt Damon.
Oh, that's I was doing a lot of Googling today. See what I mean?
Matt Damon is fucking awesome in that movie.
Okay, next, hotter, just tall.
Okay.
Hasan Minhaj.
Just tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because here's the thing. I'm like,
he's too groomed.
Very groomed.
Too groomed.
Good smile, though.
Beautiful smile.
Beautiful smile. That's why I picked for you, because I was like,
I do think
his eyes are cartoon big.
Yes.
Cartoon big.
Which I'm not into, because I have cartoon big eyes, yeah. so I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nice smile. Very nice smile.
I mean, beautiful smile.
Yeah.
But yeah, too groomed for me. It looks like he does his eyebrows, and I can't abide by that.
I think it's just tall for me, too.
Yeah.
I was really torn. I really had to think about it, because mm-hmm. it's like, he has a nice smile, he's got dimples, that's nice, but.
I do love a dimple.
He's also kind of jacked.
I don't like jacked.
Oh.
I like a dad bod.
Okay.
Give me some wide shoulders and like just meaty ass hands. Just the meatiest. I want like catcher's mitts yeah, for hands. And I want to just paw at you yeah. when you're walking through the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then other than that, that's all I care about.
Okay, interesting.
I own a huge butthole.
Whoa, that's hot.
Yes,
that's
actually.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm, that is hot. I want to just open.
Yeah.
Just a big open space.
Lots of stuff flying out. I love it. Okay, one next hotter, just tall, Shane West.
Oh, I'm going to go absolutely not.
Just tall?
Just tall.
He's just tall.
Just tall. He seems incredibly untalented. I just remember him from Walk to Remember.
Yeah.
Which was... I mean, that was at the time in my life when I was just becoming like very ironic about things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, the things that they feed teenagers are bad.
Yeah.
So I thought that I was real smart. And I remember going to see that movie in theaters and being like, boo!
Oh, no.
I couldn't stand how old he looked compared to her.
He did.
He like seems to always have hair in his dimples. Oh. Like he's shaved everywhere else and then just like a bunch of hair.
No.
Poking out of his dimples.
I'm going to have to rewatch that movie for
I think
that.
He's smiling when he's shaving.
Yay!
Deanna just did an up and down motion.
She's shaving like his face. Well,
like you shave up and down.
I've never shaved. I've only been waxed.
God, I'm going to kill myself.
My face has only been...
I shaved my mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't like him.
No, me neither. He looks, I mean, he was like a bad boy. That's like his introduction.
Yeah, I guess.
But he also looks perpetually bad boy.
He just seems like a pussy. He seems like he seems like somebody from my hometown that was like hot in high school. And then he just like got really good at like fixing like motorcycles and stayed in your hometown and then just drank too many Bud Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he looks like. Mm-hmm.
Just tall. All right.
Vin Diesel.
Get out of here.
Hot.
Get the fuck out of
here.
No.
Hot.
Hair is so important to me.
Hot.
No. No ponytails, no bald.
Whoa.
I do not stand a bald dude. I'm sorry.
Not even in Fast and Furious?
No. God. And he's too muscly.
Yeah.
I feel like he would just pick me up by my sternum and just throw me against a wall.
For sex, yeah.
No, not for sex.
This one's hot.
Get fucked. I don't want to get picked up anymore. Like, I'm a baby. I mean, I am a baby, but, like, carry me.
What if you're tired, though?
Carry me when I'm tired.
Will you tie-tie?
No, I do not like him. I do not like The Rock. I do not. Yeah, I don't like a bald man.
No, but
I like, hate it.
More of it's just, I mean, I think he's hot, bald, buff. And then also it's just like, I'm just like,
oh, but also,
he read? A rough and tough guy.
Yeah,
we're not going to be doing reading. We're not going to be doing any reading.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Vin Diesel.
Me and Vin Diesel? Okay.
He also has like two kids and he posts about them on Instagram and I'm just like, dad, now you're dad hot.
So does The Rock. And like, I respect The Rock. Here's a muscle man that I do like.
Okay.
I like a John Cena. John Cena.
He's blonde.
Yes, he's blonde.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, but he's the muscly that I'm like, you're a freak.
I don't.
Look at this freak show walking around.
That's what you like, that he's kind of a freak.
Yeah, like, I like that. Like, he's a freak. Like, these, it's just too much.
No.
I need a neck. Give me a neck.
I need a neck.
I need a neck.
I need a neck. They have necks. They're just muscle.
I also feel like, I don't know if you've ever slept with an incredibly muscular man.
Mm.
I have.
Not like that.
Yo, their penis looks weird compared to the rest of their body. Like, no matter how buff you are, the buffer you get, the smaller your dick looks.
Because you can't work it out.
You can't work out your dick.
No.
No. And, like, it just looks like this little, like, hello. Hello.
Hi. One of these things is not like the other.
Anyways, you thought that I would be muscular, too, but it's like, you're not.
That
you're
is
just
the thought.
Full of blood.
That is the thought. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Interesting point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to fuck me up for the rest of my life.
I know.
Last hot or just tall.
Okay.
This was the first one that I chose, and I'm saving it for last. Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay is hot.
No, he's just tall.
I watch everything that Gordon Ramsay does.
Same.
I watch Kitchen Nightmares, British and American. I watched that weird one where he fixes something in 24 hours. I watched, I've watched documentaries about him. Mm-hmm. I watch every single episode of MasterChef and MasterChef Junior. I love them. I love him and his personality. Also, check out his YouTube channel. It's incredible.
I watch a lot on the YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just teaches me how to make scrambled eggs.
Like, I know.
There's no other. He's not.
I've made his scrambled eggs. They're terrible.
They're delicious.
Oh, they're too creamy.
Yes, that's what I want.
I don't want a creamy egg. Thank you, Aaron.
Also, he's constantly like off the heat, on the heat, off. I'm like, can we just cook?
We just need to cook.
We just gotta cook, honey.
It's a fucking egg.
It's eggs.
I think he's hot. He's got sparkly blue eyes.
Yeah.
He's got a great smile and he's a dick. And he's a nice dick.
He also, like, is really buff.
Oh, he's incredibly buff. And did you know, incredibly tall.
Is he?
He's 6'3".
Oh.
Yeah. That's the thing. I read a Reddit AMA with a former MasterChef Junior contestant. And everyone's questions were like, what is Gordon Ramsay like? Is he a freak? And he was like, he's the nicest man in the world. And he is exactly like he is on TV all the time.
He was a soccer player before he was a
soccer player before he was a chef.
Yeah.
And he's like a perfectionist in everything. And he loves his kids, has a hot wife.
Hot wife. He just has a good family.
Here's the thing. Do I love his big wrinkly forehead?
Do you?
No.
Okay.
It's gross.
But
it's,
you will accept him.
So distracting.
Yeah.
He has a giant wrinkly forehead. But I like the way he like puts emphasis on things. He's just like, this incredible beef. Everything's incredible. The most amazing.
I watched a video, and I think I shared it onto the Crush's Instagram page, where he just like debones an entire like
chicken.
And
it's sexual.
It's hot. He's
it's
just
sexual.
Like, blah, 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 blah. And now we have the legs, the thighs, the breasts,
and it's like so perfectly like splayed out, like butterflies, everything.
Yeah,
getting that knuckle twist, crack down,
and
knife
everyone's
down.
Just like,
Yeah. I watch knife everything down. That he does.
All of the people watching are just like, oh, God, trying to write things down. Like,
yeah. I've watched him debone a million things. I've seen him do a salmon.
Chicken. Yeah. Oh, the fish are the really cool ones, too.
Let the knife do the work for you. Slide
always,
it.
Always let the knife do
along
the work for
the
you.
Back, slide it. So true. Yeah, I'm obsessed.
I think he's just a good chef. That's what I'm saying
okay,
for him. He's just
fair.
A good chef.
That's super yeah. fair.
I mean, he has so many children.
He has four, I think.
He just had another one.
What?
He has a baby.
He has a baby?
A brand new baby.
Oh, honey. He's too old to have a baby.
I know. He's, I think, in his 50s.
He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
His or wife very is late 40s.
His wife could be like 26.
I don't know, but she's also a chef.
Is she?
Or like she started as a food writer, but she also is like an amazing cook.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it.
I love that. Little family.
A little family.
Sorry, but your dad's not hot.
My dad?
His dad, Gordon Ramsay.
My dad, weirdly hot.
Your dad is
yeah,
hot.
My friends stand my dad.
Yeah.
That's because he's mean when he wants to be.
Your cousin. Your brother's hot too.
Yeah, everyone. I know. We can throw a picture up on.
I will.
We can do my brother. How'd I just tell?
Colin hot. You gotta send me a picture, we'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you think your brother is hot or just tall?
My brother's hot. I've seen definitively the reactions he gets when we walk around in public.
Yeah.
And it's like people are just like, hey, do you want $50? Here's $50.
Oh,
and he's
thank
like,
you.
Thanks. And then he just like goes through life. And he's like, why isn't life easy for everyone else?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because of your fucking face.
And he is tall too.
He's incredibly tall. He's 6'6".
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that for him.
Yeah. I love that for him. I do not love that for me.
A hot, tall, 6'6" white man?
Yeah. All my cousins on my dad's side are all above 6 foot, and I'm the shortest one, and it bothers me to know it.
Oh my gosh.
I was supposed to be 5'10 like Cindy Crawford.
I mean, weren't we all?
Could you imagine? Then J-Mo would just climb me like a tree.
We all been there. La, la, la,
la, la, la. I tell him that there's video games at the top. He has to come get
him in your hair. He's never seen the top of your head before.
Not even when I'm sleeping. No,
no
peeking.
No, it's a secret.
That's because I'm never sleeping. I'm always just watching him sleep.
Don't.
Waiting for those eyebrows to grow.
Don't.
And we bring it back grow. Around.
Well, that was Hotter Just Tall, Meredith.
That was really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing along.
I love this.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Yeah, dude. I'm so glad we finally figured out a date.
This is so great.
Oh, I love this. Everyone should listen to this podcast. It's
they
awesome.
Should. They really should.
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything you want to promote?
Oh, come see Late Late Breakfast.
Yes.
Every first Saturday of the month. And, of course, Chuck, every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday. Chicago Underground Comedy.
We've been around for 14 years. Mm-hmm.
Meredith Ketchel is always also a very talented artist.
Yes.
And your website is meredithketchel.com.
Yes.
That's correct.
You can go there. I need work. I'm starting grad school. So
hell yeah.
I do need money.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Check her out. All the work that I've ever had done. It's from Meredith.
I'm looking at a sticker of
all the art that I've ever bought, all the art I've ever taken in is all from Meredith. So
yeah,
I love it.
I'll make stuff for you. All right, thank you for having me
so much.
I love you so much.
I have a big crush on Meredith. And just before you go, guys, remember I've got a big old crush on you. I wanna make